Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Internet Explorer Information Bar. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk about the Internet Explorer Information Bar. This has been causing me no end of grief this weekend as I was trying to download some things from my Amazon Cloud Player, which is a tip I will get to later this week, but I wanted to do this one first. And I was trying to do this, and it just would not, I didn't understand it. It would not let me. I even was having trouble in Mozilla Firefox. I think there's a similar setting, but I'll deal with the one for Internet Explorer first, because it's the one I'm familiar with now that I asked multiple people for help, and they graciously gave their help. Internet Explorer has something called the Information Bar. And what this basically does is, if you are trying to download something from a website and it thinks, based on your security settings, that it might be a problem, like a file download or an ActiveX control or something, it will put up a little bar on the screen that says, to help protect your security, Internet Explorer has blocked some things on this site. Click here for more options. Well, what was happening to me was I was clicking on a download link and nothing was happening. So I thought that there was something wrong on my end and that I just didn't understand, you know, how to do the process, you know, whatever. And then Rodney found that there was this bar that kept popping up and he was able to interact with it and see it. And then I found the bar through a very convoluted JAWS way. I did not know there was a hotkey for that. Well, today I learned that there is one. So if you try to download an Internet Explorer and nothing happens, you don't hear anything, most likely the information bar has popped up and your screen reader just isn't reading it. There is a way to get rid of this or to actually have it prompt you instead of just putting that bar up. But I will show you how to get to that bar and interact with it first. So
Inbox Windows
I
Live
am going to go into my Cloud Player. Like I said, I'm going to demonstrate this to you later, but I'm going to try and download something. And this is what is going to happen. The bar will come
Gold
up.
Gold Wave. Amazon Cloud Player with Amazon Cloud Player.
Get to here. Okay.
Link view percent. Link the 99 most asleep even Nardal. Checkbox not checked. Link play. Adagio for strings. Link checkbox not checked.
Okay. I am going to
Link play. Adagio for link view percent 20.
Try and
view
download
percent.
This little file here. A piece of nice classical music.
Bullet link delete. Bullet link download.
And I'm going to say download.
100%. 630 link.
There, see,
space,
the page
edit.
Refreshed.
Virtual PC.
But nothing happened. It didn't say, this is downloading. It didn't say, would you like to download this file? Nothing happened. So I know that the information bar has popped up. Let's hit Alt-N. I'm just on the website, you know, on the main page.
To help protect your security, Internet Explorer blocked this site from downloading files to your computer. Click here for options... button.
And tip, don't hit Alt-N if you're in a form field because it does nothing. Okay, well, click here for options. I'm going to load the applications menu, which you can get to on a keyboard with Shift F10. There are some other keys on your keyboard that will work, but guaranteed to get there and open it with Shift F10.
Context menu, download file...
You can say download file.
What's the risk?
You can ask what the risk is.
Information bar help.
And you can get information bar help.
Download file ..
I'm not going to download the file because I already have it. So there's no
Amazon.
Point in downloading it twice and having Amazon get confused. So I've already got it. But what if I wanted to turn this off? Turn this information bar off so it wouldn't happen again. How would I do that? Well, let's go into
menu file, delete browsing history.
With Alt-T in Internet Explorer, and go into options.
Internet options. Leaving menus, Internet options dialog, general page, to create home page tabs, type.
I want to go into security.
General tab, security tab.
Now, hit tab.
Select the web content zone to specify its security settings, list view, Internet 1 to 4.
This is the zone we want. To get to the other zones, you press right and left arrow instead of up and down. Took me a while to figure that out. You've got Internet.
Local intranet.
Local intranet.
Trusted sites. Restricted
sites.
Trusted
sites and restricted sites. But we want internet.
Security level for this zone. Security level for this zone. Up down slider. 50%. Alt plus L.
I won't mess with that.
Security level for this zone. Enable protected mode requires. Security level for this zone. Custom level. .. button. Alt plus C.
And we're going to customize the level.
Internet options dialog. Security settings. Internet zone dialog. Settings tree one tree view. .NET framework open.
Woo! And it opens up this huge tree view of stuff. I'm going to look for ActiveX controls and plugins first. So I'm going to keep closing these.
.NET Framework Reliant Comp.
.NET Framework, I don't want that.
ActiveX controls and plugins open, 11 items.
This is what I want.
1. Allow previously unused ActiveX, allow 0. ActiveX.
And I'm, whoops.
1. Allow scriptlets open, 3 items. Allow scriptlets closed. Automatic prompting for ActiveX controls open, 2 items.
You want to go down until you find allow automatic prompting for ActiveX controls. And it's open right now. And there are two choices.
2. Disable on, 1 of 2.
It's currently disabled.
Enable off, 2 of 2.
I'm going to enable it.
Enable on, enable on.
There you go.
Just 1. Automatic prompting for ActiveX controls closed.
Now I'm looking for file downloads.
Binary and script with 8 byte 0, 1. Allow previously unused ActiveX controls to run, 0. ActiveX downloads opened, 3 items.
I want downloads. Now,
1. Automatic prompting for file downloads opened, 2 items.
Automatic prompting for file downloads.
2. Disable on, 1 of 2.
Disable the automatic prompting.
Enable off, 2
of
2.
We want to enable the automatic prompting.
Enable on,
okay.
1. File download opened, 2 items. 2. Disable off, 1 of 2. Enable on, 2 of 2.
And the file download is enabled. So,
reset custom settings, reset to.
The ones you really are interested in are the automatic prompting for ActiveX controls and file downloads. You want them to be on. If they're disabled, the information bar will pop up and you won't hear anything. But this will get rid of it.
Reset custom, OK button. Security, no button, Alt plus, yes button, Alt plus
I want to modify the security settings, that's what it's asking me.
Amazon Cloud Player Windows Internet Explorer Internet Options Dialog Security Page Security Level for Select Secure Apply But Cancel But Apply
I want to apply select the changes
Secure Can't OK But Amazon
and I
Cloud
I want to hit OK
Virtual PC
Now I'm going to try and download something else again and see what happens this time.
Checkbox not checked. Link title. Checkbox not checked. Link play. 25 Norwegian folk songs. Link checkbox not checked.
Just some checkbox. Random stuff.
Link play. 25 link view percent 20.
And I'm going to, like I said, demonstrate view this percent cloud 20. Player at another time.
List end. Bullet link delete. Bullet link download.
Now, here's the download link for that one I have just checked.
File download. Dialog.
There
Do you
go.
Want to open or save this file? Name.
It's
Amazon
there. And it's going to prompt you. Yay. So, fabulous. That is how you get rid of that pesky information bar in Internet Explorer.
Amazon.
Now, there is, I think, something similar for Mozilla Firefox, but like I said, I have to figure that one out. This is the web browser that probably most of you use, though, so I thought I would start with this one. Once you know how to use it, it really isn't that difficult to, A, find it, and B, get rid of it if you don't want it. But it took me 6 hours of wasted time this weekend, so I hope that I at least save you some time by giving you this tip. It is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.